We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So being that it's only 6:34 in the morning, a lot of people could possibly still be in their pajamas.
Yeah.
Or their loungewear.
Or at work.
So I was with a friend of mine on Saturday, Jen. And in the early evening, she was in her athleisure,
yes,
as defined, because she had pockets in the pants.
Wait, is that the difference between jammies and athleisure?
Then she changed into pajamas. She's like, now these are pajamas because they do not have pockets. And so that was the way that she defined the difference between athleisure, which is
I do own some Star Wars pajamas that have pockets, Jan. I don't know
so
if that...
I'm wondering what the difference everyone has. What's the difference between quote-unquote athleisure and your pajamas?
Okay, so like going out pants, what can you...
644-9850.
You can go out in athleisure, right?
I think athleisure is more of like you're around the house, but this is not your pajamas. Do you know what I mean? Like, you are around, you're enjoying things.
I don't know where you live, but where I live, people go out shopping in their pajamas. It's a thing.
Well,
I'm dead serious. I go to Walmart.
Not all the time. Walmart.
No, not all the time.
You
but
might
I do
think,
see some
Nick,
people wearing what I deem to be pajamas, but maybe I don't know the rules.
See,
maybe,
you're right. See, we athleisure could be pajamas in my house.
So,
what are the rules?
So there's athleisure. So we's in your house, it could be athleisure.
Oh yes,
it
definitely.
Could be.
Yeah.
And is there any difference at all
that you can tell
between the two?
In the winter, it's definitely pajama bottom.
Yeah.
But in the spring,
you
summer,
might have the ruling at pockets. Pockets might be the decider.
I think that she brought up a really good point, and that's why I'm asking the question. 644-9850. Where do you draw the line between pajamas and athleisure? 644-9850. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Brianna.
Hi, Brianna. Okay, what's the difference in your world between athleisure and pajamas?
So I actually agree with DJ Anthony because I just kind of wear, like I always fall asleep just with what I'm wearing, what I lounge in.
Uh-huh. So that's athleisure?
Yes. Yep. It's like the same thing for me. Like I'll go outside wearing like my quote-unquote pajamas or just my athleisure at the same time.
Okay. Now, so what would you consider your pajamas?
I would probably have to get like a pajama set, like a shorts and like t-shirt set would be like pajamas to me.
Right. And would they have pockets?
Yeah.
They
I
would
wear everything that has pockets.
Why do you need pockets in your pajamas? I need to ask. Why do you need pockets in your pajamas?
Just, you never know. Gapstick. I don't know.
Mine hold snacks for the bed.
That's right. You're sleeping. Yes. You want some snacks. You put them in there. Good point, DJ Anthony. Well said.
I love that. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi.
Hi. So what's the difference for you between athleisure and pajamas?
I think pajamas have drawstrings.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah,
ooh.
That's right.
Pajamas has drawstrings.
No,
have
drawstrings. No, it doesn't. No, they have the little elastic bands and stuff.
All right, so tell me what would your athleisure, give me, paint a picture of your athleisure outfit right now.
I mean, I usually wear like leggings or not really sweatpants, but more fitted.
Yeah, like yoga
and
pants.
Then,
yeah, like going to the gym pants.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And what would your top be?
Like a fitted sports bra or some type of tank.
Okay. Now your pajamas would be what?
Like loose.
Like loose.
Shorts or wet pants with a loose drawstring.
Right.
So and athleisure, by your definition, is the stuff that's tighter. If it's looser, loose-fitting, that's your pajama wear.
It could be. Thanks for calling. 644-9850. We're trying to understand the difference between athleisure and pajamas. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Devanio.
Okay, so what do you think the difference between athleisure and pajamas is?
The difference is that pajamas is like, it's just for one thing, while the other thing, it could be for multiple things.
So what would an outfit that somebody has on that's athleisure look like?
Like, athleisure meaning like sporty, right?
Yeah, sporty. Yeah.
Like laid back.
Right.
Like that. Yeah.
And pajamas would be like whatever you're going to sleep in?
Yeah, pajamas would be like something to lounge in. It don't have to be like something like sporty or, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's better than putting on pajamas? At the end of the day, you know, I'm calling it. This is it. I'm staying in. Here we go. 644-9850. Hi, Kiss.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Molly.
All right, Molly. What would an athleisure outfit of yours look like?
Okay, so this is going to be a weird definition, but I think athleisure is something that you would wear with, like, underwear that you could go out in.
Okay,
and
all right.
Pajamas are something that you would wear without.
Yeah, all right. Okay. So it's what you're wearing under the outfit that changes what it is that you're actually wearing. I love the phrase athleisure because the word athletic is there, and I feel like I went to the gym.
Some don't wear underwear when they go out, though. They're athletic.
There are some, but...
All right, so Molly's deciding... Now, Molly, for my girlfriend, Jen, for her... the pockets is what defined athleisure versus pajamas. For you, it's whether or not you'd wear underwear with it.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good ruling.
I totally get that, and I kind of agree. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
This is Marlena.
All right, Marlena. What about you? The difference between athleisure and pajamas for you?
I think leisure is more of like, you're done with work, but you don't want to wear your work clothes, mm-hmm. so you throw something comfortable on. And pajamas are something that you're looking forward to all day long. mm-hmm. And you're just tossing those things on, and you take them from your pillow, and you're like, yes, it's that time.
It's that time. So you keep your pajamas snuggled under your pillow during the day?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
That's a great hiding spot.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Jane, I think athleisure, you could make dinner or go to the store in athleisure if you had to. Uh-huh. Once you're in jammies... It's binge time. It's, you know, hang out, snuggle, cuddle time.
But the funniest thing with Jen, and I don't mean to you know, throw her out there, but literally both outfits looked exactly the same, except one had pockets and one didn't. And that's how she defined athleisure.
So this is your friend
versus
that's
pajamas.
Pockets are the difference.
And it was both cute outfits. I liked them both, but I was like, I'm not seeing a difference between why you're going to sleep in this one and not that one, but I'm going with it because I support it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was very funny. Thanks for calling, Molly. Appreciate it. I feel like we're getting to the bottom of this. 644-9850. Hi, Kiss, who's this?
Athleisure is something that I would wear to Wegmans.
Okay.
Go Wegmans shopping.
Uh-huh. Then I can't wear it.
So tell me what your athleisure Wegmans outfit would look like.
It's something with a stretchy waistband that mm-hmm. I could potentially do karate moves in.
In case a ninja
Sweet
shows up.
Moves.
Just in case. Okay, what else?
You never know who's coming for your Wegmans produce.
That's true.
Isn't that true? Yeah, so you've got a stretchy waistband, yes.
The top covers my tush.
Okay.
Okay.
Why, do you not like your tush?
I mean, I think I love my tush, and my husband would agree. Uh-huh. But, you know, not everyone needs to see my tush and pajama bottom.
Yeah, it's not showtime for everybody,
gotcha.
Jan.
Okay, gotcha.
If you got it.
I say celebrate it. I mean, if you got a good tush, rock the tush. And so your pajamas would look like what?
They're usually going to have, like, Harry Potter or Lion King print.
Oh, I fully support that. Yeah. Old school Harry Potter or the new Harry Potter?
I don't discriminate.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I respect this caller.
How about your husband liking your tush? How many years have you been married?
We have been together for 10 years.
For 10 years, and he still likes your tushy. That's a pretty good thing.
Absolutely. He reminds me of it every day.
Oh, I love it. He's a good man.
Hold on.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hey, Allison.
Allison, you're getting the final word on the conversation. We're trying to decide, what's the difference between athleisure and pajamas?
I don't know, because I work where people wear athleisure for work clothes. So.
Wow. You're like in the best place ever.
Well, that's like the bartender was wearing like yoga pants. And like, I don't understand how... I don't know the difference. They're just athleisure while they're working. So.
Yeah, well, it's a tips-based business. I'll explain that. Nothing wrong with that.
Very true.
True that.
So then,
sweatpants or pajamas.
sweatpants are pajamas, and then athleisure is work clothes. Now we've crossed into a whole new territory.
People go out in like yoga pants and workout clothes all the time. It's like where I live, it's like I don't even know where they dress up, probably jeans.
Where do you live? Where is this land of comfy cozy?
It sounds magical.
I want to live there.
Jamestown, New York.
All right.
So if you're putting on jeans, you're dressing up in Jamestown.
I like it. Thanks. Thanks for coming.
I had a friend move here from Arizona and freaked out when she went to Walmart. She was overdressed.
Oh, completely. So, Jan, literally at my Walmart, you can walk in wearing pajamas.
Yeah.
And no one will say a thing. You're just fitting in. That's just how it's done.
Are you sure they don't think it's athleisure, though?
No, not when they're SpongeBob.
Are there pockets in the SpongeBob sweatpants?
I wouldn't check. It's not that kind of crowd.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.